It's Friday day. My Sharona. And I wonder. But Ben caught the neck. But that was a love song. That was a the least you wanted to get this girl to love it. Be my girlfriend. It's like, you know, it's a rose song. She's a real estate agent. It's my Sharona. Oh yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, I'm not. I don't sell any dudes. No. Gotta put the reach back. Okay, here we go. Put the speaker up. Yeah, I'm not. Not so enthused. Why? I don't know. Don't feel it. This week's been weird, so I'll just leave it like that. I do watch a lot of YouTube. And I watch there's a guy that creates snowflakes. I'm like, wow. That's kind of neat. Then watch a whole bunch of video about the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, the photos, videos of images of these planets. I'm like, look at the moon. I'm like, look at those some of these craters, man. Got a hexagon, so it's a hexagon. It's hexagon, a universal thing. Now, if I've taken picture of the moon, yes, but not close enough. So I'm thinking that I need a zoom lens anyway. I need a telephoto zoom lens. If I do get the kit, it's 800 millimeters, then close to 1,000, which is fine. That's sport. It's for sport. Like, you want to take something far away. Like, you're not allowed to be on the field or something. Now, give that a try, because I've studied. But I never really got into it. So, the moon. M-O-O-N spells moon. Okay, so if you look at any picture, fine. To spell. Let's see the biggest one I can find. Okay, right now. And look at some of the craters of their form. And then they got edges, the hexagons. So I'm thinking if snowflakes constructed hexagons. Is it a universal thing? Or is the moon, it's man-made? Or the moon and Earth and all the planets are basically a gigantic soccer ball? You know, my thought was like maybe the soccer ball, the whole thing. Just, you know, the soccer, the soccer board, you have the little piece, hexagon pieces. Could it be like so tiny that maybe one town is a town is like a normal U.S. town, like a small town, about a couple hundred people. It's a that's one hexagon. Then you just build it. It's built that way. Then just goes. Who knows? I mean, I'm so intrigued. We can't be there yet, but soon, maybe Elon will go and tap on the moon surface, like drill something. What do you think? This thing is hollow. It's like, oh my god. People live in there. Who knows? I don't know. Moon is such a weird thing. You know, geosynchronous. Like, where do you get geosynchronous? Only satellites do that. So, moon's a satellite. So, moon is man-made. No, it's a satellite. Like, what do you mean? I had this argument. Some people say, oh yeah, it's the beginning fact from, from books, other books, Wikipedia, and that stuff. But they never think outside of it. It's like, oh, you don't understand. Yeah. You look at it. It's different. And the funny part is, you know, you see what's on the moon, it's repeated everywhere else. Every other moon. Like Saturn's moon. You know, they have close pictures. Voyager 2 took a lot of close-up pictures. Or even the Cassini did that too. They look at it. Like, wait a second. There's a pattern. It's the same stuff. So I'm thinking it's maybe could be a universal thing with something hit a planet, it just explode in a hexagon or two. The planets are made of soccer ball. It's a soccer ball, man. And we got suckered to live here. Yeah. Sorry, it's Friday. I'm allowed to do that for Fridays. And we'll change the song. We'll listen to David Bowie. So go change to Live on Mars. Is there Live on Mars? Anybody there? Hello? Hello. It's Friday at the Raceway Park. No, it's not. I don't believe you, it's not Friday. Some scientists would do that. Well, like, just some conspiracy. I shouldn't say conspiracy because that's such a bad word. It's up to some researchers of alternative science would say, no, it's not Friday. According to it's not Friday. It's like, what do you mean? It's Friday. My computer says Friday, December 3rd. It's not. It's like, oh. Did we give those people anything you say? They want to prove you wrong. Oh, boy. The best thing you can do is just walk away. If they come out to you, it's like, hey, I don't want to know. But see those people over there? they're inquiring minds. They want to know. Go take a walk over there. Tell them. I'm gonna walk. Bright pass out. Vomits gets pooped on. But disastrous waiting. Still don't feel good. Set us in Florida. Did you have one too many Long Island iced tea? Florida. Why? What's down here? No, why? Because everybody's down here. No, it's getting worse. So it's like New Jersey, New York, tri-state, Connecticut, tri-state area, including Ohio. And Wales. Who knows? They would come down here. And people are nuts. They're expecting what they, I mean, your people expect, people from cities are expecting, like, you know, top-notch service. I'm like, this is the other side of country. Not gonna get that. You would get different, something a little different. And watch out for the alligators and the wild boar. Yeah, and the bugs. Well, right now it's not bad. No, we still get, I got sting yesterday. Just watering plants. It's cold outside too. Like, how did I get, wait a second. They're still flying around. They, man, those little flies. Gnats, whatever they call them. Just like the bat. Gnats. No, no. Different name. It's just a little, I don't know what they are, little flies. And they poison, man, they just sit on you. And it's like, man, it's itch like whole day. It's still a little bit itchy. I leave a dark spot. Crazy. What's going on with these, like, couples going on, you know? Trips and getting beat up. People going crazy. Crazy stuff. I'm just looking at the new post. Interesting stuff. That's what I got. This the wife thing. Alec Bowen, yeah. What the news came back. Well, the weird stuff that went away came back. Why? Because they need ratings. Remember? the couple that drove from here, from my state all the way to Colorado. Went to Grand Teton or something, and something happened, and now we got a new couple. It's a trip of hell, boy arrested. The girl found beaten to a bloody pulp in Cancun. It's like repeat. Okay, so we're gonna do this again. What about Ghislaine Maxwell stuff? Why is it not on top? Instead, Alec Bowie crying. And his brother, the one I like the most, he was in the Full Metal Jacket. It was terrible. I love that. I love that. Talk. But he walked the walk. It's the best. Adam Bowen, my favorite. Bowen. Whole family. Steve. Even his brother is like, man, it's like dissing him. Man. It's like, I didn't shoot anybody, but it came from my gun. I was holding it and I didn't pull the trigger and it went off. Like, wait a second. You tell me this dangerous gun hanger shouldn't have been. Something was wrong, and say, oh, it was a previous movie, probably came from there, and they tried to play and all this stuff. It's not. They tried to walk away. They walk away. If he walks away, his career is over. It's no. They know. Everybody knows. Just admit it. No. You didn't know about the bullet, so you shot someone. I'm perfect. Not on purpose, but well, maybe he was told, right? Who knows what these guys, but it's all going down. Everything's going down. News is going down. Old government's going down. The old stuff's going down. It's going to be new. There's some weird stuff happening with these news. Why are they cycling those? Why is AP cycling those? Because half the stuff is probably from AP, Associated Press. Associated Press, you know, it is everything. Another Vietnam movie. Come on, Vietnam. Ever seen the two guys? They look like the twins. Check out news. You can't report that. You have to report this on AP, from this thing. That's the beginning of AP. So it's been like the news being controlled, right? That I care now. No, I work in advertising, so I'm just like, oh, it's the same news, same advertising everywhere. That's all right. It's due pagination for advertising. That's it. I don't do the news for New York Post or Daily News. Just work on production on the other end, advertising. I didn't care much. I never read it. No, until recently, I started. Last couple of years on New York Post. I haven't gotten into it. Let me take a look. Yeah, I used to read Daily Mail. Why? Now I'm on it now. Guess what's the title? Title of the news on Daily Mail. Alec Bowen. Same news. Decycling pretty much the same thing. They would mix in with their logo news, then they put everything back. There was some little difference here and there, but it's pretty much the same. Grand Theft Auto here in New York City, there's a school bus that stolen school bus. Serial criminal on parole steals empty school bus and smashes into countless cars. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, you can't take this stuff to this stuff. The co-leader mummified. Mummified code, that's in there too. So you think the source is from one place? Was other places, on different places, or it's the same. It's like today you're gonna read this top news. No, just print it. It's not like, no, Winkle is in my head, every day is different. I tell you stuff. Turtle slaps on safe label on American Heart Association mRNA vaccine warning. Deleted. No. The training wheels off. Okay. Some titles. Invisible incentive of Bitcoin. Shouldn't those big news talk about this stuff? Your current figures return to the bad old days of the 1980s. Yeah. Shouldn't they be talking about that? They're the source. They're the news. And they're not talking about that stuff. They're not talking about anything. So, but I do watch them to see the difference. What's that? Epic Times. You know, dude. Epic Times has a lot of good stuff too. Central Medicare and Medicaid service suspends vaccine mandate enforcement. That's not there. Regular news. Tesla officially moved headquarters from California to Texas. That's not on the news either. Yeah. Elon's gonna be in Texas and he's gonna build a bullet train here to Florida. Hopefully. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. It's gonna be different. I mean, our lives is gonna change. It's not gonna be the same. If somebody said, hey, come back to New York, I'll be like, no. It's like, I'll give you $1 billion. I'm like, no. No, until you clean it up, I'm not touching anything. Until you get rid of the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, passports. It's like, I'm not gonna fall into the Nazi city, sorry. You're a Nazi. Gestapo. And there's one person with that name that I know lives on there. Actually, I think he moved. Jimmy moved. Jimmy Gestapo from Murphy's Law. Yeah, I think he moved. I'm not sure. But I know you're hardcore. Tattoo is still there. Who knows? Yeah, but I don't want to go back to that. No. No more. I'm looking at the graphics. It's getting real. Talk about GTA 5. So, looking at the article, it says GTA 5 reached a new level of realism with ray tracing, this real building, realistic traffic mods, and new 8K feed. Like, holy cow. Yeah, we're getting to that point. I mean, you can't still cancel every you still cannot go to every apartment, like walk up, walk down. No, no, natural thing. Eat, cook, no, you can't do that. But some realism is coming. It's getting close. My take is that we can build something. We can build the future. We can plan the future with these 3D stuff, right? If we use properly. You can build cars, you can build vehicles, you can build rocket ships, you can build machines or something and build it in there, then print it, print them out and see if, no, you can go in there and make sure everything works, then you print each part, take it apart, then export the 3D files and just do something. We can build parts and stuff and 3D print them. Why not? Imagine that. You build a house in 3D. That is it. Then you test it. And this house, you get 3D printed, yes, like super speed, can be done like one day. Like, hey, why not? Right? Be a great thing. But unfortunately, there's other entertainment things to go with. You can do that too, but it just, it's just very addictive. There will be, I think there will be some kind of like a VR psychosis. Some kind of, I mean, there's already video game psychosis, psychology. There's a phone thing. There's a phone thing, and there's that weird ticking. They call the tick from TikTok. App for younger minds, for us older people, yeah, nothing, because we're not there every day, all day. I'm looking out on crates and I saw this thing. It's called the Shelby Destroyer. It shoots discs, foam discs. It's $237. You should know foam disc. So it looks like a futuristic gun that shoots little discs, battery pack. Do they hurt? Holy cow. See, like kids with a, it looks like a futuristic gun, but it looks like an actual rifle from I forgot which brand. I'm saying that. Teach kids how to be army. Shall we not teach kids how to be? Well, you know what? Here's the thing. If you did the meditation like I did, went out into space. Your soul went up in space. You're gonna find out there are some really bad ones. Wanna take over. They are here, right? They're just screwing around. So, should we arm kids? Maybe. Should teach the kids how to do stuff. If they're gonna learn it, why not teach them like the safety stuff? I don't know. Should it be encouraged? I don't know. Really. I think this falls under if we get an invasion, like they have in the TV show Invasion. Maybe our human instinct is to do that, right? Or get injured, get hurt, get taken by them. Not all of them are bad, but there are a few of them that are. I think in the end, they will be round up and they will be open. But they will stay outside of our solar system, waiting for that time. Or outside of our realm, waiting, because we don't know. It could be from other dimensions. We don't know. But that's what here. Did I witness something like that? No. I don't know. I never seen anything like that. Not yet. I know there's some kind of weird I wouldn't say entity, but there's weird spirit. I'm just calling spirit. There are negative spirits that come in and they try to force you to think a certain way. And they're just like, oh, shut up. Come on. It's not like that. No. Okay. Is anything high tech? There's a new 20 terabyte hard drive. It's a spindle. Yeah, it's a spindle from Seagate. Yeah. Wow. Let me see. New graphics card. Coming. How much did it cost? $1,000. They jacked the price too. About maybe 2 months ago, I was looking at Zotac 3060 Ti with 8 gigs of RAM. You don't need 12. What do you need 12? It's like, geez, it was some close to $800. Now it's $1,000. Only one left, and they do that a lot in the Amazon sellers. Only one left, so somebody buy it. They'll be like, oh, we got another one. It's nuts. And the 8 gig is more expensive than the 12 gig. Why? Because it's the processor. So you look for that. A lot of people don't want 12 gig. What do we need that for? What are you going to use it for? Just like this extra power. You know. But who knows? Some people like it. I just do need this. Do I need this? Constantly ask myself. Even with the new process, I'm like, should I get a new AMD, have AMD processor, should I get a new one? It would take it, just motherboard, the little one, but I have to change the motherboard anyway to match up with the new stuff. It's like, what am I gonna do? Actually, the motherboard's cheap. And the processor's cheap. Now, sometimes that helps a little bit on the graphics. Sometimes it doesn't. And there's some issue with Apple. I'm looking at something. Yeah, I don't know what the article is, but there's the MagSafe on the new Mac Pros, MacBook Pro. I have an issue with charging. It's like the same one we had with the old. It's never like complete contact. You have to like wiggle it a little bit, and if that's the issue, I don't care. I wouldn't care about that as much. Okay. Internet. My internet's going down again. Oh no. Oh no. Is it? No, it's not. It's doing some weird stuff lately. It just shut off yesterday. Remember, I was having issues. I was trying to figure out if somebody's sending off signal, on off signal on the white box on the outside. Optical to something, the reset button. It's like, no, it's not. It happened yesterday afternoon. Just off. Like, So the power is being reset. There's a power draw. We get a lot of like power resets, like quick 1-2. A lot, and it resets that box. Should have a battery, but we didn't put a battery in there. I could make one, pull it in. Maybe I'll do that over the weekend. And I have to get that thing for the full spectrum, my full spectrum light. It charged full, it just won't. So I'm going to figure out a way to trigger it. And the other thing is, I need a butt thing. My butt hurt pain relief pad. Everlasting comfort office. It's a memory foam. And with a gel. So I'm like, yeah, I want that. Because my butt. My tailbone. Not just that. My chair's not the most comfortable. It's like the school chairs. It's actually from IKEA. It looks like a school chair. It's a piece of wood, laminated wood. It looks like a skateboard too. I think that's how they make them. These chairs. It's not the most comfortable, and you gotta have a fat butt. So I had a fat butt, but now I lost weight, so I don't have a fat butt. I haven't been walking around the city in New York for a very long time, so my butt muscle is atrophy, so got nothing down there to hold it against a piece of wood. It's like, nope. It's like, ow. Sitting for a long time. Like, ow. Like, my eyes is on fire. 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 Okay. Yeah. Full Moon Fridays. I think that's one of the ones. No, I'm going to change that. I'm going to type it in. Except funny stuff. I'll say Full Moon Fridays because really, there's, I can't think of it. There's nothing. I know. Coins. Yeah, I want to talk about coins because they're just fluctuating. They're just going up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. But the sandbox one, that's the most interesting. You can buy a space. You can buy a land. Buy a little sandbox. Tiny little square. It's like, this is mine. Let me see. NFT for sale. What kind of? Premium partners. What's this? Lands. No results. Okay. Yeah, you can buy it. You can buy lands, real estate. You can buy a virtual real estate. Let me see. What's the sort by price? Low to high. Cheapest land. It's 3 ethers. 3 ether. How much is ether? Cheapest land for 3 ethers. I think this is something like 1500. Yeah, it's close. It's like 14,000. Sorry, not 100. $14,000 for a virtual land. Tiny little land. It's like, nah. Nothing so. Property. I love that. You can sell a sandbox. How much is a sandbox? $6. So it's like a couple thousand dollars. It's close. Everything is like close to 12. 10,000 to 12. To a, who knows? Cheapest one's $10. It's nothing. It's tiny. But you could have gotten into it. Right? Could have gotten. I thought about that. And I just, I'll get the tokens because I think it has some value, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna go in there. Go in there and do this, that. Yeah, there's nothing. Holy cow. I'll support the token, but I will not support actually going there and playing because it just makes no sense. Unless you can create things, I'm sure you can. Then I'll probably do it for fun. But now, and the next one up is the Gimmex coins. I saw just saw that it's from Korea. I just looked at it. It's on the list. It's top 4 volume. In volume. What's Gemex coin? What does that do? The world of gaming. Gaming economy. Just games economy. This is like some crazy movie we're looking at. Like 90s, you get some weird cool movie where it was the 2000s. It's a movie that you actually, your career, part of your job, where you get different jobs to get money, to get something so you can live, keep living, and one of them is playing video games. But just, what? And then their kids play video games. They compete to make money. Then they're the game makers, right? It's a business. It's a pretty big business. I mean, if something like Valve made a device and it's going to sell millions, that's not business. Look at Nintendo and look at PlayStation. Sony, and then look at Microsoft. All the handheld devices, all those controllers, which I have a Steam one. One of these. It's a $1 billion industry. So it is part of the economy when you think about it. It's different. It runs almost like Bitcoin. There's some rules, but there's not a lot. And with the age rules, all that stuff, and the countries accept it. Bitcoin's different. Bitcoin has no rules. It goes. It will work anywhere. As long as the person accepts it. Somebody accept it as currency. It's being adopted everywhere. Okay, I think this is it for Friday. I don't have a lot of stuff to talk about because there isn't a lot of stuff to talk about. Same old. So what are you gonna do? I don't know. Friday, go out and get a hot dog. That's what I'm gonna do today. I'm gonna go get a hot dog and just be happy. Walk around, coffee in your hand. It's like everybody's looking. Like, why are you so happy? Like, because I am happy. That's what you're gonna do for Friday. Around Fridays, be happy. I'm gonna watch Sanity Force within, because I like him. I like the dude. He's like a brother. Why do I say that? Because I got the soul. I got the Viking soul. I think so. Because I love gold. I love cold weather. And I can actually talk to people from Sweden. No issues. Think the way I said. I think the way they think, so just great. Okay. I don't know what to do with my life. No, actually, I know. It's a joke from I'm a stall runner.
I don't know what to do with my life.
Let's see, now, I posted before on the previous podcast, so I'll do it again. Watch this. Laugh. Enjoy your body. Be happy. Okay, I guess I have to post the podcast. Well, I'll do that. Just have a wonderful Friday. It's December. It's almost Christmas. Keep listening to that annoying Christmas songs. And just smile. Joy, be joyful for this Christmas. And that's it. Have a wonderful day, Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. I can't believe it's Friday again. So quick. Yeah, that's it. Have a wonderful weekend. Be happy. Even when you're sad, say, be happy. What? You're still here. So be happy. That's it. I'll see you guys. See anybody listening, whoever. There's no listeners right now. Just say, I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.